This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Employees at a Denver Starbucks have signed a petition to vote on whether to unionize. The petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board Thursday, adding Denver to a growing list of U.S. cities where the coffee chain's workers are seeking to organize. Barista Trey Slopsima says they are worried about store safety.
I want to make sure that we have a space where we can actually be seen and heard in those dire moments where we need to make change happen.
There's also concern about scheduling and wage increases. Regis University will resume full-time in-person classes Monday, CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The state still has extremely high COVID transmission rates, but the university says it has a high vaccination rate among students and staff and that COVID numbers have peaked and are now falling. Denver's COVID numbers have dropped more than 30% in recent days from a peak earlier this month. Faculty, staff, and students must show proof of a booster shot by February 1st. CU Boulder returned to campus Monday. CU Denver returns next week. Colorado State University returned last week, and the Colorado School of Mines began in person earlier this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
When patients test positive for coronavirus and influenza, that's flu-rona. As of Thursday, 14 Coloradans were in the hospital with that condition. Heather Roth is with the State Health Department.
I really want people to know that as long as that flu virus is circulating, the flu vaccine has protective benefit, so it's not too late to go out and get your flu vaccine today.
This is CPR News and KRCC.